Swaying gently in the wind, the pretty poppy plant is potentially fatal. Afghanistan is one of the top producers of opium and heroin in the world. For many farmers here, it's the only way to make a living.
We grow poppies so we can buy bread for the family to survive. No government has helped us. We don't have adequate water for other crops, so poppy becomes the only available option.
Poppy cultivation has boomed in the last 20 years. It's a hardy crop that needs little water, cheaper to grow, and more reliable in terms of drought, which Afghanistan has been plagued by. The plant and the drugs that come from it are a multi-million dollar industry that has benefited many, previous governments, warlords, and the Taliban. The group now says it will ban it, a topic addressed in its first news conference since taking power in August. The group spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, says they will bring opium cultivation to zero. The Taliban managed to cut down cultivation significantly before they were ousted from power, but it's soared since. And despite most of the drugs being exported globally, it's having a devastating impact on society here. This rehabilitation center is the largest in Afghanistan, and it has voluntary patients, but many are also picked up from the streets by force, something the Taliban has stepped up since coming to power.
These men have just arrived, and this is part of a process of where they get showered and have their hair cut. Now, we're told that the amount of drug users has soared across the country over the last 20 years, and according to the United Nations, the amount of drug usage here is double the global average.
Dr. Zahir Sultani says around 60% of patients go back to abusing drugs after the 45-day detox. It's an uphill struggle in a country devastated by conflict.
We have had problems of war for the last 40 years. There was no awareness of drug addiction, illiteracy, illegal refugees, and the problems of unemployment, mental health. These are all the reasons why people are so affected here by drugs.
Eradicating the poppy crop and supporting the countless farmers who survive because of it is going to take a global effort, we're told.
It will need a Taliban commitment. It will need a regional commitment for preventing the smuggling and mafia. And also it will require international community planned programs, supports, incentives for the farmers.
But many express doubt that poppy cultivation will be eradicated. They say it's simply too lucrative for the Taliban, but no one dares to say it on camera. Like with everything these days, it's still not clear in what direction the Taliban will take this country. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera, Kabul.